This is Author Talk, brought to you by Author House, the leading provider of services to help authors publish, promote, and sell their books. Author Talk is produced by TogiNet Radio, on the web at toginet.com.
The title of the book, Joie de Vivre, The Formula to Enjoyment of Life. And the author is Elaine Rowe, and Al joins us now on Author Talk. Hello, Al.
Hey, how are you today, Steve?
Well, we're going to be even better than we are after we listen to your great outlook on life, because you see things as the way it should be every day in our lives if we want to be happy. And, of course, your book title, The Joy of Living, right?
Yes, that's correct, Steve. Yeah, there's a choice. You either make it a good or you make it bad. It's up to you to make that choice.
Well, before we get into more details about these principles that you believe in so much, about a great life, tell us a little bit about your background and how this book all came about.
Well, Steve, I go on the road lots. That's my job. I'm always on the road, and I meet different kinds of people through life. You meet either at the bank or whatever, eh? And I like to start a conversation and know what the person and wish them a good day. And you always learn from other people, eh? And I think that's the best education, is to learn what another person can give you, you know, or teach you, or if they've done something in life that's really happy or whatever, if they're having a good day, good. You take it all in. And after a while, I had so many things to do, to say, I started writing, and I just kept going from there. I'm learning from people.
Well, that is the best way to learn from others, that everyone has their own view of life, but you're just kind of taking the high road, aren't you? You're going to make sure that you have the best life, and you want to share your great life with others.
Absolutely, Steve. The thing is everybody's got that choice, too. Either they want to make a good life. It's the want. Eh? You want to make a good life. So, yeah, I push myself to make extra nice, you know, just so that way if I do that extra nice, then I know it's going to be a good day. As long as I make someone smile during the day, that's all matters.
So it's really important every day to be kind.
Yes, indeed. 100%. We all know that stuff, Steve. Everybody's been taught, be nice, know your manners, you know, say thanks, say please, you know, open the doors. But yet people forget. They tend to forget. They're in a rush to go to the store. They're in a rush to go to work. But if they just sit down and enjoy what they're doing right now, you know, if the moment right now, if they enjoy, you know, just keep enjoying that moment, to look at the best possible way to make it a happy day.
Well, it would certainly be a different world if everyone was practicing these kinds of simple things.
Absolutely. Hey, Steve, the thing is everybody knows that, but they forget, it's easier to say, forget it. No, if you just apply yourself and be nice, just act like a genuine gentleman, you know, be true to yourself. No, if a person actually knows who they are, then they would be nice, because why would you be unhappy, you know?
And be grateful as well.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Why is that so important? Why is it so important to be grateful?
To be grateful, but it's because it's nature. That's the way we're supposed to be. But it's easier to not to do than do it. And if you just be, and everybody was taught that right from get-go when they were little, you know, be nice, be polite, be all this. And people, after a while, they just tend to not follow that anymore. And I think it's better if you go back to basic and say thank you and just be nice. Just be altogether nice, not a pushover. I'm not saying it like, well, you got to be nice even. No, you got to be, take the nice part of everything that happens, you know. Like right now, I have snow outside. Well, that's good, you know. Some people might not like it. I like it. You know, I choose to like it. And it goes on throughout like that. And if someone, it's too hot, they always, you know, forget about it. Just enjoy the nice weather. If you like, there's a whole bunch of things in life. Either you take the good or you take the bad. That's all I got to say. And like, it's just, you just choose the
Well, it all adds up, doesn't it?
Oh, it does, Steve. It does. And at the end of the day, and when you lay down in the bed, you know, the day's over, you got to be happy who you are. You know, a lot of people don't sit down and realize what they've done all throughout the day. You know, they forget to, oh, that was such a good evening, or that was such a good afternoon I spent with my mom, or whatever, you know. They forget to recap the day, the good events that went through the day. First, they got to worry about tomorrow. And then, oh, my God, I got to do this and do this. I got in my book, my mom always told me that doorknob test. If you go into a meeting and you're not feeling too happy or whatever, and you touch the handle and you're not really happy, stop for a second. Figure out why you're not happy. You know, figure out, okay, now I'm going to go in that meeting. This is why I'm going there. I'm just saying meeting for an example, but do whatever you have to do to bring that positivity out of you. And then when you go in that room, you feel all energetic and you're all happy because you figure out why are you in that meeting, you know? And at the same time, in my book, Steve, I got be happy. You know, be proud of who you are. When you sign your name, be proud who that person is, you know? Are you happy to be who you are? When you sign your name, it could be for a mortgage or whatever it is. You sign your name. Why are you signing your name for? Okay, this is what I'm doing, and I'm happy to do it. You know, and then take that moment to realize who you truly are.
Because within us all, we really, like you talk about this, you have this map. You have we've got to follow that. There are those good feelings within us.
Yes. Yes. The thing is when you sit down, you know, you don't have to take all day, but if you sit down and actually think, who am I? You know, what did I do? What have I done in my life? And what do I want to accomplish? A lot of people, I want to be a farmer. I want to do this. I want to do that. But yet they're not doing what they want to do, right? They're just take the easy way for now. No. Yeah, for now, maybe you have to do this, but eventually have a goal. Like say, okay, in 5 years or 2 years, this is what I'm going to do. And every month you go back.
Well, it all makes sense. It all makes sense. If we could just be kind to just say one person every day, my goodness, look what happens over a year's time.
Yeah, exactly. If you make someone happy or make someone smile, at least once a day, one person, different person, at the end of the year, 365 people that you made smile and happy, you know, or made their day. And that's worth something, I think, Steve.
Well, it is, and it builds a lot of confidence in a person.
I think it's I don't want to say something's wrong, but if everybody kind of figured out who they are, truly who they are, you know, then they're not trying to expect to be someone they're not, and then they wouldn't be so stressful, they wouldn't be so eager of doing shallow things, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They would be more concentrated into being who they truly are, and then it's irrelevant. Like right now, we're talking, it's a conversation that we're having right now that's important. Not the Hugo Boss shirt that you're wearing or Armani suit you're wearing. Sure, that makes a person feels good and feels accomplished when he buys that kind of stuff. But it's the conversation, the interaction you're having with another person, you know?
But really showing interest in another person.
Yeah. Look at their eyes. Most people, did you see their shoes? But they forget to look in their eyes and see what color their eyes are. But it was more important to see what color shoes they were wearing. It was more important, you know? No, and plus when a person gets stressed, they feel proud, you know? So you want to be... You don't want to just walk around with T-shirts and pajama pants all day long. But when you dress up, you feel that certain positivity. You feel like that confidence, you know?
So the joy of living, we just need to embrace it.
Yeah. And everybody knows. I'm not trying to sort of reinvent anything else. I just want to put together like the thought of being kind. Be kind. Why can't people be kind all the time, you know? Their first thing is they're talking about all the bad things. Not all everybody, but some people, they tend to pick at the negativity of other person, Oh, she didn't do this, or she didn't do that, or he didn't do this. See his hair, whatever, eh? And instead of saying, see how nice that person is, see how good that person is, and just be, that was very nice of that guy to open me the door, or whatever. You know, just to be looking on the bright side of everything. That's basically makes your day a very happy one, if you look at all the good positivity and, you know, look at all those kids laughing and say, oh, those kids are so noisy. No, they're having fun, you know, to a certain degree. You don't want to just let it free for all. I'm not saying free for all for everybody, but just pick the nice things, you know. Pick the, you know, someone's having a difficult time. Go over there and say, hey, can I give you a hand? You know, why can't people do that? You know?
We've been listening to Alain Rowe. He is the author of his book, Joie de Vivre, The Formula to Enjoyment of Life. Al, tell us how to get your book.
Well, my book can go on any chapters, but you'd have to order it because it just came out. But you can go on www.authorhouse.com. And if you go on, I'm on Google as well. If you can go Google Alain Rowe, and Joie de Vivre, and my book is on Google as well.
Well, thank you, Al, for being with us on Author Talk.
Well, thank you very much, Steve. You have yourself a good day, sir.